This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hi, we're Murphy's Law.
We are indeed. And guys, it's really important that you support Joy during this year's Radiothon.
If you love our podcast, head to joy.org.au.
Sign up now. Go on, do it. I dare you.
Listening to Jax
and Dean
on our podcast.
This is our podcast.
It is up. I've just said that, Dean.
This is our podcast.
Oh, it's still our podcast now. That's cute. Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Play the podcast, please.
Jax, I've heard of, with online dating and the like, I've heard of ghosting.
Yes, I've told you all about that.
I've heard of ghosting, but there's a new thing now.
Yeah, what?
I think it's called Gatsbying.
Gatsbying?
You heard of that?
The Great Gatsby.
Well, I don't know. But to join us on the line from is Alex from The Big Smoke. Tell us all about this new thing with online dating. Hey, Alex, how are you doing?
I'm well, thanks. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Oh.
So what is Gatsbying? How's that different to ghosting?
So ghosting is essentially when you're dating someone and they just disappear. They don't bother breaking up with you. They don't tell you they've changed their mind. They don't tell you they met someone or an ex has re-entered a scene. They just disappear. Yeah. It's a little bit like breadcrumbing and benching. So breadcrumbing is when you're just leading people on, benching when you leave them. They always say that one day you'll get together, but you never do.
Oh, we must catch up. We must catch up. No, we must catch up.
Yeah, we'll go. I'll take you out soon, babe. Gatsbying is when you are like Jay Gatsby from The Great Gatsby.
Yeah.
And you do things for the sole purpose of trying to attract the other person. So you might throw a great party, as we know Jay Gatsby, through lavish parties in the hopes of attracting the woman he loved. And I guess the 2018 equivalent to that is people posting images on Instagram or Facebook of themselves looking so happy and, you know, they're at parties, they're at the theatre, they're doing amazing things with their life. They're really at home crying.
Of course.
But they're trying to be seen as amazing so that that person will notice.
Yep. Like couples do that as well. It's like, oh, look, we're having so much fun. No, you're not. If you have to stop every 10 seconds to take a photo, you're not having a good time.
Yeah. And the interesting thing about this is that a lot of people do it without even realising that they're doing it. They've just now coined a term for it.
But isn't it just basic marketing? Don't you want to present yourself in a positive light as someone that a potential partner might want to hang out with?
Yes, but I think that that's more about the broader view of who you are as a person. So people try to make their lives seem really interesting. Their status updates are always how interesting their lives are. This is about one particular person that you're hoping will watch your Instagram video, or one particular person that you feel validated when they press like on the picture. So it's really just about one person.
Dean's looking at me. I have no idea what he's talking about.
I may or may not know somebody who may or may not have done something like that.
I would never squeal if I saw someone liked my Instagram. Whoa, he's done it! Anyway, I'm good, I'm fine.
Not twice anyway.
Yeah.
Maybe just the once.
No, he's dead now. Anyway.
Vindication.
But also, Alex, you want to talk about how much people spend on dating?
You know, online dating is so common now. It doesn't have the stigma that it used to, but it is a lot more expensive than people realise. So, for example, in the US alone, people are on average spending around $72,000 from the time they start dating online to the moment they get married or commit. Because, you know, if you think about it, the average dater spends $239 thereabouts on dating apps. So that's just to log into the apps and be able to access people and talk to people. Yeah. And then it builds from that. So if you're going out on date four times a month, you know, you're spending around $5,000 a year. $5,000 a year.
Wow.
I'm just doing the maths. Goodness me. That's a lot of money.
The number of online daters is expected to grow to about $10.3 million in the next few years in terms of the market share.
Do people offline date anymore? Or is it all online?
There's no one in the clubs and bars.
The only thing I will say about this is, you know, we go, oh, that's a lot of money. You know, the US market and the Australian market is so big for this. But at the same time, 20 years ago, people were spending money on, you know, buying every person a drink in the bar, you know, going out in new clothes. So, I mean, it's just a different way of putting the money into the process.
Oh, so the investment's similar, but you're investing in different things.
Yeah, I don't think it's particularly that much bigger. It's just that it's more fragmented now. So we're spending small amounts, a few dollars here and there for an app, $10 maybe to email someone. So it just all adds up and we don't realise that we're putting a lot of money into it.
So you let us know and we go, oh, okay. It is
You're
expensive.
Like, oh, $72,000 to find love or $72,000 for a property, you know, deposit. which do I want? Yeah.
And then the wedding.
You can't live in a man or woman.
Because the weddings aren't cheap. Well, you can't. No, you cannot live in a man or woman. That is wrong, Jacqueline. But yes,
yeah, it is wrong. But people are saving money now by using pizza bouquets. So they're actually walking down the aisle with pizza in their bouquet.
Oh, that's delicious.
Remember when fruit bouquets were really popular?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like fancy watermelon carved flowers. Now it's pizza. So marriage just seems less and less appealing to me.
No, yeah, it's awful.
Well, it's just a thin crust. Then there's with a bit of anchovy.
Well, the cinnamon scrolls at the top of the bouquet.
I do like that.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for your time, Alex. We look forward to speaking with you again next week.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.